Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a brief reminder about the 2016 ARC PLC program sign-up. The 2016 ARC PLC, which is Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Programs, enrollment period began and runs until August 1st of 2016. This is the process which producers inform our office of who has payment shares on each individual FSA farm number. Producers are reminded FSA requires copies of leases on new land you are going to be operating or renting out to a new operator in 2016. Now it's a good time to complete your 2016 ARC PLC enrollment process. To better timely serve our producers, we ask you to call ahead for an appointment so we can have everything ready for you when you arrive. Next, are you making changes? We at FSA would like to remind producers to inform their local FSA office of any changes to your farming operation for 2016. Changes may include but are not limited to things like adding or dropping farms, changing an ownership title, either on owned or rented land, changing your operation structure, for example, changing to a trust or forming a new entity. It's preferred that these types of changes be reported in advance of enrolling in any 2016 programs, so the appropriate FSA farm records can be updated prior to your arrival at our office to sign up. In addition, if you have any unreported changes of address or zip code or incorrect name or business name on file, updates to any bank account, changes to other contact information like when you get rid of your landline and only have a cell phone, these changes also need to be reported to our office as well. To avoid uninterrupted service or any delays in your program payments, producers participating in FSA and NRCS programs are reminded to timely report changes in their farming operation as soon as possible after you make those changes. If you have any updates or corrections that need to be made, please contact your local county FSA office. Next, a few notes about the Conservation Reserve Program. First reminder relates to maintenance of CRP contracts. CRP producers are reminded they need to follow the terms and provisions of the CRP contracts for the entire length of the contract. Producers need to remember that unless your CRP contract includes a tree practice, CRP fields need to remain free of all trees throughout the contract period. Producers are also reminded to watch the borders of their CRP. As you or your tenant begin spring tillage and planting, be certain not to encroach on the CRP boundaries when planting your row crops. Proper borders and field covers need to be adequately maintained if producers wish to continue to receive annual payments on all enrolled CRP contract acres. Additionally, producers with CRP must annually certify to contract compliance using the FSA 578 report of acreage before an annual CRP rental payment can be issued. The deadline for this year's annual CRP certification is July 15, 2016. The second reminder is about 2016 mid-contract management. Current CRP producers who have practices that require mid-contract management in 2016 should have or shortly will be receiving two performance report forms from the county office. These forms, the FSA 848A and FSA 848B, are required to be timely completed and returned to the county office by the producer in order for FSA to pay cost share on the mid-contract management work completed. In addition to the completed forms, producers also need to submit other information to help in the determination of payment. These include invoices, canceled checks, receipts and analysis tags which document dates of work performed, cost per hour charge for labor, type of equipment used, the rate of charge for the equipment, and the type and cost of materials used. Time of completion of all paperwork is a requirement of the CRP program. Failure to do so may cause you to not receive your annual CRP payment. Remember as well that all 2016 mid-contract management activities need to be completed either before May 15th, which is the beginning of the primary nesting season, or after August 2nd, which is when the primary nesting season ends. Now, rural youth and socially disadvantaged loans. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organizational advisor, produce sufficient income to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. Maximum available loan amount is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth loan eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements, have to be between 10 and 20 years of age, reside in a rural area, city, or town with a population of 50,000 or fewer people, conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work, and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating the project under the guidance and assistance from the project advisor. Additional information, loan applications, and other materials are available at the Cass County FSA office. In addition to loans for rural youth, FSA also has a number of loans available to assist female or minority farm operators begin or continue their farming careers. FSA provides funding for socially disadvantaged applicants. For program purposes, socially disadvantaged groups are women, African Americans, American Indians, Alaska Natives, Hispanics, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. FSA loans are available to applicants who meet the loan eligibility requirements and are unable to meet the needed credit elsewhere. Loan funds can be used for a variety of purposes, including purchase or improvement of farm real estate, purchase of machinery, equipment, or breeding stock, and payment for annual expenses like crop input, land rent, and marketing distribution expenses. And finally, FSA signature policy. Using correct signature when doing business with FSA can save time and prevent delays in program benefits. Husbands and wives may automatically sign documents on behalf of each other for FSA and Commodity Credit Corporation programs in which either has an interest, unless written notification denying a spouse's authority has been provided to the county office. There's exceptions to this rule. Spouses may not sign on behalf of each other for partnerships, joint ventures, corporations, or similar entities. Individual signatures are also needed on the CCC 941 Average Gross Income AGI Certification and Consent to Disclosure of Tax Information form, as well as on certain farm loan program and farm storage facility loan documents. For additional clarification and proper signatures, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers here in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.